USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will support the bipartisan gun safety bill. The text of what a group of his colleagues worked on was released on Tuesday. The package includes $750 million for states to implement crisis intervention orders that keep firearms out of the hands of individuals determined to be a significant danger to themselves or others. It includes provisions to close the so-called boyfriend loophole and a requirement to review juvenile records for gun purchasers under the age of 21. The negotiations were sparked by several mass shootings, including at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, and a hate-motivated shooting of a supermarket in a majority black neighborhood in Buffalo. Wall Street begins the week on an up note. The Dow rose 641 points. The NASDAQ gained 271 points. The S&P was up nearly 90 points. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A California jury found that Bill Cosby sexually abused a 16-year-old girl at the Playboy Mansion in 1975. They awarded the victim $500,000. Judy Huff, who is now 64 years old, described her 7-year legal fight as torture. It was a civil trial, so there is no guilty findings involved. However, the jury did find that Cosby intentionally caused harmful sexual contact with Huff, that he reasonably believed that she was under 18, and that his conduct was driven by unnatural or abnormal sexual interest of a minor. A spokesman for Cosby says they will appeal. The top cop in the Lone Star State says officers in Uvalde had the manpower and the firepower to stop the gunman 3 minutes after he entered the elementary school. Colonel Steve McCraw, director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, added that officers would have found the door to the classroom where the shooter was holed up unlocked if they bothered to check it. McCraw called the law enforcement response as an abject failure. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The Supreme Court has weighed in on an issue involving religious schools and taxpayer dollars.
The Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that religious schools cannot be excluded from a main program that offers tuition aid for private education, a decision that could ease religious organizations' access to taxpayer money. The biggest effect of the court 6-3 decision beyond Maine will be neighboring Vermont, which has a similar program. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
An art exhibit in South Florida will honor the victims of a condo building collapse that occurred 1 year ago.
An art exhibit will go up in honor of the tragic collapse at a South Florida condo exactly 1 year later. The Swamp Space Gallery in Miami is hosting the display on June 24th in remembrance of the 98 victims from the Champlain Towers South in Surfside. It's also honoring first responders. Surfside resident and local artist Oliver Sanchez says it's with a heavy heart this installation reminds us that all life is precious. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Jason Ravensburg has been removed as South Dakota's Attorney General. That state's Senate convicted him of 2 impeachment counts stemming from a 2020 fatal accident. The Republican has been barred from holding future office. Listen to us online anywhere at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.